Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. And we've got a big situation, as we all know, going on in Eastern Europe with Ukraine and Russia and NATO and everybody else. Jimmy has actually had the experience of his boots have been on the ground over there. He is very, very familiar with what's going on. Jimmy, give us some background as to what's happening, would you?
Yeah, so what we see right now today is a very large, massive Russian invasion that has gone beyond the two areas that they claimed would be independent states within Ukraine and under the Russian control. They have now attacked multiple targets around the entire country, military targets around the entire country of Ukraine. They have attacked the naval base in Odessa. They have attacked the air base outside Kiev. They have bombed targets in Kiev. They're hitting ammunition bunkers and military bases throughout the country. According to reporting and some video that's out there, the Ukrainian forces have claimed to shoot down 5 Russian aircraft, including fast movers and helicopters. I've actually seen a video of one of the helicopters hit a lake, and of course the parachuting members of some of the people on board, the crew. There are numerous civilian casualties. What's happening now is a massive refugee flow outside of the capital city of Kiev. And of course, Putin has said that if there is anything to stop him, the reactions will be something like no one's ever seen before. So very disturbing expansion of this conflict, and it clearly points to a broader strategic goal than what many had suspected early on.
Now, Jimmy, it's pretty clear to me what's going on in Putin's head right now. Putin does not want democracy from the West to come in from the West and change around what he has accomplished since the turn of the century in Russia. And I don't agree with that. I mean, I'm very definitely a freedom guy. There's no question about that. I don't agree with his motives, but I believe that's what his motives are. Protection from the West has been the motive of every single Russian leader, going all the way back to Catherine the Great, Jim, and that's what Putin's doing right now.
Well, there's this always been this mental challenge between those Peter the Great, Catherine the Great, that actually engaged with Western Europe and right, became more close to him and wanted to modernize, and then the kind of the Eastern view, which was fear and protection. What this really represents is a very powerful oligarchy, a kleptocracy, if you will, that's trying to protect their capital interests. And trying to protect, they claim to be protecting the Russian people. But, you know, it's pretty hard to say that Ukraine is actually, you know, historically Russian, and then we're going to save them by attacking them. And that's what the argument is right now. We're going to protect them by attacking them and killing innocent individuals and taking away what semblance of democracy, you know, growing or burgeoning democracy. And it is no clear democracy. There's no question. No former Soviet republic has a very strong democratic process, with the exception of the Baltic states, which completely cleansed themselves of former communists. And that's the problem in most of the former Soviet states. No one ever did a communist cleansing. And the challenge is, we talk about the deep state in the United States. Think about the corruption in each one of those republics. And if you didn't clean that out completely, then you are stuck with it. And that's what we're seeing with Putin. You're seeing a continuation of that mentality of power based on influence and how close you are to whoever the leader is, the party in the Soviet system, Putin today. And if you go against that, you are crushed. And that's the fear. And of course, that is what ideally Western ideology, Western philosophy takes away, and certainly the U.S. Constitution, is that, hey, no longer do powerful leaders determine the outcomes of your future, but individuals do. Ukraine was moving very rapidly towards NATO membership and towards a more Western ideology. Russia could not accept that. They also could not accept losing a potential route to the Crimea Peninsula in their Black Sea fleet. They had to have that.
Right.
So this objective is, you know, what they do is they send signals, and he's been signaling for months that this is going to happen. Nobody really paid attention. very ineffective leadership in both NATO and in the United States in order to counter that or even to understand what his objectives were. And that is what's more disturbing than anything else to me right now.
Jimmy, what's the percentage of people right now in the Ukraine that really don't care if they're under Russian rule? I believe it's about 80%.
No. Absolutely. That's inverted.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So what we're seeing from recent polling is that about 80% of Ukrainians actually would prefer to be closer to the West. And what are very, you know, difficult situation is that that's changed over the last few years, because up until the Crimea invasion, actually it was, you know, a little bit 60-40.
Yeah.
But now you're seeing a much bigger population that is oriented towards Western Europe and afraid. I mean, it was very clear with the elections of Zelensky. I mean, his policies were definitely more towards NATO and the West. Putin couldn't accept that. It's too dangerous for him, primarily for strategic reasons, but also for political and corruption reasons.
Well, let's look at the situation from a completely middle-of-the-road standpoint. Do you blame Putin, given the fact of what his role is? I'm not saying he's right. I'm not saying I agree with him. I'm not saying I don't care. But let's look at this thing in a very black and white situation. He's looking to cover his behind. He does not want to lose power. He does not want to show an example that one of the Russian satellites, and I'll use the word satellite here, that one of the Russian satellites can do whatever they want.
Well, do you think that a mafia kingpin is justified in, you know, killing his competitors?
Of course.
Or taking away? So because that's what this is. You're talking about a KGB leader that has controlled through very brutal means the foundations of leadership in Russia and the Kremlin, and has now got control of a very powerful military and a nuclear capability that is going to impose his will on quasi-democratically elected other countries. Ukraine is problematic. It was trying to work towards it. He couldn't accept that. So no, I don't think he's justified in any means by killing people in order to exert his power. In a very black and white sense, I think that's the worst thing in the world that we can accept.
It's the worst thing in the world that we can accept. There's no question about it. By the way, I could go in and explain what I was saying by using your mafia kingpin's example, but let's get away from that just for a second.
Sure.
The fact of the matter is the United States today does not have the ability to dictate any actions with any strength whatsoever towards another country like Russia. There's no question about that. You're going against Russia and you're also going against China. The United States does not have a position of strength as they have had in the past. I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to get the UK and France to back them up? What good is that going to do when you've got a country like Russia? A major, major nuclear power. What are you going to do?
Well, you have 29 NATO member states.
Got a minute left. Got one minute.
Yeah, 29 member states that in a coordinated effort with U.S. leadership could have very clearly said the single, this is not unacceptable. Now it's a little bit too late. And of course, it is because of the incompetence of the leadership right now that we've had. And tell me, what 81 million people that voted apparently a quasi, you know, free election voted for this guy are happy that they have done it now.
Right.
I mean, this is ridiculous. It's absolutely embarrassing, but not only embarrassing, it's globally dangerous and it's killing people right
now. And you can almost say the same thing about the United States. Jimmy, we got to take a real quick commercial break here. Ladies and gentlemen, conversation is getting very, very interesting. The situation is getting very, very interesting. Stick around. We're going to be right back.